Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
At the moment we are making bed wraps for the baby pets to have a safe place, and they keep their hands around the cushion, small cushion of say 10 centimeters to 25 centimeters, and with a cloth kind of wrap you will put over the animal to protect them.
And you slide them in there, do you?
Yeah, you put a wrap on top of the cushion and then you wrap them around.
So why are bats so important?
Bats bring the pollen from the flowers to the other plant. So they are the transporters just like bees. And that's very important to get the nature back alive.
And there's thousands of them that have been hurt in the fires, I take it.
Yeah.
So what else are you making? You're making pouches for kangaroos?
Yes, I do. And that's for the a bit bigger kangaroos. And also we make the carry-on bags, and that's to be able to transport kangaroos. And the carry-on bags are 50 by 50 centimeters square, with one strip to transport them.
And I've read something about a 3D bag. What is a 3D bag?
That's for the bigger kangaroos, the teenagers. They are more in and out of the pouches. So they need to be able to jump out of the pouch themselves. So you can see it as a big bag hanging so that they are able to step out of the bag. And that's near by the ground. And the opening is vertical instead of horizontal.
Okay, so they can get out easy. So last time we talked, that was a couple of months ago, the story went viral. I personally still get approached by people from all over the world for your contact information or about information on where they have to send the stuff they are sewing. How are you going with all that international attention?
So it was a little bit quiet in December, but now it's booming again. Got 10 or 20 friends requests and lots of emails and messengers. So, yeah, it's busy.
I understand that there's people that are offering to transport your products to Australia. A Dutch woman living in Sydney came and saw you yesterday.
Yeah, Sonja was here yesterday, and it was lovely to meet someone who know about the situation with their own eyes and to speak a little bit about it. And we gave her 5 carry bags, some pouches, and the first bed wrap we made. She will bring it to the places where it's most needed around Sydney.
And do you still have enough material left to keep going for a bit?
Yeah, I closed my shop, so I have fabric enough.
In abundance.
Because I'm retiring, so we have enough. And we're happy to share.
I see lots of posts flying past on my Facebook wall because the koala mittens are no longer necessary. Other things are necessary. I think there's some wrong information on it. Something about acrylics, something about artificial fabrics. What was that about?
There's a bit of confusion what you should use to make bird nests. In my point of view, you should use wool with cotton or only cotton because that is better for the environment. Acrylics are okay to make a nest, and it will be a beautiful nest, but it will stay in the environment for 30 years. And you don't want that after 30 years seeing it still in the woods. So that's why I recommend to change the pattern to the one who wrote it, and he suggested to make a new version of the pattern without the acrylic.
Well, it's a huge international effort, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Also from America, that people are writing about it and advising each other. And there's a lot of history in making the patterns because that's used for a long time already. It's not a new product. The rescue centers and the sanctuaries use that material for a long time already. So they have experience in making the things and so all the sizes are well known.
And you're off to Australia soon yourself with your husband for a holiday, and you're bringing very little clothes, but a very big suitcase. And what are you going to put in it?
Yes. I think there will be a lot of bed wraps and some pouches and a lot of bird nests, because there's a whole new group in the Netherlands also making bird nests, and I think they will end up in my Wall Street in Deventer.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.